offered by Mrs. Fu La Young. And she will use the beautiful Robert Louis Stevenson Christmas prayer.
O God, our loving Father, help us rightly to remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate and open the door of love all over the world. Deliver us from evil by the blessing that Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be thy children, and the Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven. For Jesus' sake, amen.
Our Christmas service this morning is designed to remind us that it's time for Christmas all around the world. Our scripture lesson this morning will be read by Mr. Taiping Li of Hong Kong. He will read the lesson in Chinese. If you wish to follow it in English, he will be using the text that you will find in responsive reading number 36. And after the reading of the lesson in Chinese, Mr. Takeshi Ida of Japan will lead us in our morning prayer. He will pray, as is his custom, in Japanese. As he prays aloud in Japanese for all of us, you may pray your own prayer quietly in English.
当老师日子，该下亚古斯都有自疑下来，叫天下移民都报名响彻。就是也从加利利的拿撒勒城想犹太去，到了大卫的城名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，又我他所病之妻玛利亚一同报名响彻。 那时，玛利亚的幸运已经重了，他们在哪里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为怕店里没有地方。在伯利恒这野地里，有牧人的人夜间按住杆子看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们。
不然的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩抱着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。不然有一队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处。” 荣耀归于神，在地上平安，归于他所喜悦的人。
また新しい神の御子キリストの誕生を記念する時を迎えることを許してくださいまして感謝いたします。日々の歩みの中で絶えず私たちがあなた様のことを求めながらも
きりと理解することもできず、無知の生活の中で過ごしております。どうかこの御子の誕生を記念するときに、アラス様の力強い啓示の光を私たち一人一人に注いでくださいますようにお願いいたします。無知のゆえに、そして弱さのゆえに、多くの縄辺に縛り付けられて、人間として本当に自由に生きることができない世界の現状、そして私自身の現状を言っていますけれども、どうぞ私たち一人一人のこの縄目をあなた様が解きほどいてくださいますようにお願いいたします。高き者は低くされ、低き者は高くされ、あなた様の御心の通りの歴史が、そして世界が、そして私たち一人一人の個人が与えられますようにお願いいたします。悲しむ必要のないのに悲しんでいる私たち、あまり喜びすぎる必要のないのに喜びすぎている無知な私たちを、どうかあなた様が助け導き、真理の光の中で自由に人間として生きることができますように助け導いてください。この素晴らしいクリスマスの時を心から感謝いたします。私たちがこの時を正しく見つめることができますように助け導いてください。イエス・キリストの御名によりまして御前にお捧げいたします。アーメン。
Yes, all around the world where Christ has come, it's time for Christmas. I'm grateful for these friends from Hong Kong and Japan who helped to make that fact real to us in this seminary chapel this morning. They just represent millions of Christians to the ends of the earth, of every race and creed and color, to whom this Christmas season has a special meaning. It's true even in communist lands. Some years ago, Mr. Gromyko was at the United Nations representing his country in New York. Someone asked him in a news conference, "What about Christmas in Russia?" And Mr. Gromyko, in his gruffest way, said, "There is no more Christmas in Russia." But just at the very same time that he said that, Ms. Adams and I had received a beautiful Christmas greeting from some Baptist friends in Moscow, saying, "Greetings for Christmas. Best wishes for you and your loved ones for the new year, and peace in the name of the Prince of Peace." Around the world, it's time for Christmas. And of course, it was time when Jesus came. Men had longed and prayed and waited and hoped for that time when the Messiah would come. It seemed so long delayed. Then the God of history acted, never early, never late. But as Paul writes to the Galatians, when the time had fully come, Jesus came. God sent forth his Son. And there was joy in the hearts of the humble shepherds on the hillside as the angels sang of peace on earth, goodwill to men. You see, there's something both timeless and timely about Christmas. It is timeless, for Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's an eternal truth in his coming, and we cherish that truth every day of the year as we claim his promise, "Lo, I'm with you always." There's something timeless about it, and we rejoice to claim that truth for ourselves every blessed day of the year. Ms. Ames and I the other day went to visit in the home of a friend, and this truth was emphasized in something in their living room. It's a beautiful home, a lovely, ornate living room. And in one special corner, a doll's house. A doll's house more than 100 years old. Beautifully built, intricate detail even down to the little tiny hinges on the doors. Beautifully furnished. The children of the family have played with that dollhouse through a number of generations. And I was interested to see on the rooftop Santa Claus and his reindeer by the chimney, and in the living room, a tiny but beautifully decorated little Christmas tree. And I said, "Oh, you have it all fixed for Christmas." "Oh, no," they said. "We leave it that way all the time." And the grandmother said, "The children insist they want a little bit of Christmas all through the year. And so we leave Santa Claus and the reindeer and the Christmas tree there all the time." It's no wonder that family's in church every Sunday. They've learned the timeless and eternal truth for which Christmas stands. But Christmas is timely too, and it comes just when we need it most. In the northern hemisphere, it comes in the winter, and in the southern hemisphere, it comes in the summer. In some countries, it's cold, and in some countries, it's hot. But once a year, the world has grown old with its burden of care, but at Christmas, it always is young. We sing our carols and light our candles, rejoice in the message that Christmas brings again and again. We renew old friendships and rekindle old memories, and our hearts are lifted, and there's a song in all the earth because we need the lift that Christmas can give. I remember reading some years ago of a refugee family in Canada. The mother had come over with her children, and they had to leave the father behind for a time. He finally was able to join them, but that first Christmas in Toronto was very bleak. They didn't have any tree, and they didn't have any gifts. They barely had enough to eat. But Christmas Eve, they went to window shopping. And then they'd heard that in the beautiful Union Station there was a tremendous Christmas tree, and so they went to the Toronto Railroad Station, and there was a beautiful tree, and carols were being played, and they stood entranced with its beauty, and tears just streamed down their cheeks as they thought of the home they left behind and the father who might never come, and the Christmases they'd had together. And as they stood there tearful, the mother and the children together, two strangers, a man and woman, came up and said, "Have you lost something? Could we help you?" And so glad that somebody cared, they told their story, and this Canadian couple said, "Just wait here a few minutes, we'll be back." And they came back with their arms filled with things they bought for the mother and the children. Hearts were glad. The family's reunited now. But every Christmas Eve, they go to the Toronto Union Station just to be reminded of what Christmas can really mean. And now for us, it's time for Christmas. We sang a few minutes ago, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. For if he's really to come, we have to be ready. To as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Where meek souls will receive him, still the dear Christ enters in. And miracles still happen when Christ comes." My friend David McLennan tells of a sermon he was asked to preach one time when he was ministering in a downtown church in a city in Scotland. And the mother wrote and said, "Our daughter has left home. She stole some money and ran away. And we know she's afraid to come home. But I wish when you preach your Christmas sermon, because I'm sure she'll come to church on Christmas Sunday, when you preach your Christmas sermon, will you say something about forgiveness and love? And assure this wandering girl that it all waits for her back home." And McLennan did. And by the grace of God, the girl was there, deeply wanting to go home but afraid to. And she heard the message of forgiveness and of love. And a few days later, the preacher got a letter, the ink a bit blurred with tears that fell on the page, as this mother wrote, "Thank you for preaching the sermon. Janet came home for Christmas. And life's begun all over again." And what a privilege you and I have to proclaim that message, to tell that good news, to bear our witness at the Christmas season of the difference it makes when Jesus comes. You know, I've been intrigued by these two red candles here. They were the same size when Mrs. Adams put them in here Tuesday morning. Tuesday night they were lighted for the beautiful Christmas concert our singers gave. And I watched them burn, and this one over here burned so much faster than the other. Nobody knows why. Nobody could have predicted which one would burn the fastest. But this one's much shorter now. And it has a lot less time to burn than the other. As I walked in today and looked at those two candles again, I said to myself, well, we're all born with the same life expectancy, but none of us knows how long we'll have to shed our light. How long we'll have to tell the story, but be it short or long. What a privilege it is at Christmas time and all year round to proclaim the good news that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. That God, the God of history, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And round the world where he has come, it's Christmas. We have the privilege of being the bearers of that good news. And when we do, strange things still happen. I remember a young officer stationed on a lonely island in the Pacific. And his mother wondered how he'd get along for Christmas. His first Christmas away from home. And they sent him a parcel and hoped it would get there. And they waited eagerly to hear from him how he got along at Christmas time. And he wrote his mother and said, Mother, I found a little Mission Baptist church on this island. And I went there on Christmas. I couldn't understand the language, but I knew the tunes, and they sang and I sang. And I was so glad to find a church there. I gave them a generous gift for the church. And he said, on Christmas Day, some of the members came to my quarters and brought me some gifts of love. He said, Mother, I'm so glad you gave to missions and that the missionaries brought Christ to this island to give me the most wonderful Christmas I ever had in all my life. So it is, because the God of history and the God of all nations, when the time had fully come, sent forth his Son to the ends of the earth where he has come. It's time for Christmas. Shall we pray? O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in.